Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. In advanced class, it's time to continue with our newsworthy clips. And your panelists today are Doris Brougham,
Winnie,
and Howie.
Thanks for being with us. Let's update your vocabulary now with news clips from around the world. Japan considers smog observation satellite. What an interesting subject. Much better than bed bugs, I think. Winnie, what
I
do you
agree.
Think?
Definitely agree.
Maybe the satellites could watch the bed bugs, too. Who knows? I don't know. But anyway, we're off that subject, and we are on page 33. Howie, I'm glad you're here today. Didn't you study something about, you know, ecosystems or something?
When I was in college, I was an environmental studies major, so I learned a lot about smog and pollution.
Oh, great. Well, you teach away and we'll help you. How about that today?
Doris, Japan, you're the teacher.
Japan considers a smog observation satellite. Smog, of course, just is a combination of smoke and fog, isn't it? Smog.
That's right. And it's a type of air pollution. It affects big cities. Mostly we hear about smog in L.A. That's probably
right.
The most famous place in the United States that has smog.
Infamous. You know, it's not really, it's famous in a bad way, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this is kind of more like a pollution watch satellite so we can check it out and see where it's coming from and everything. And I think it's really a good idea, but we also have to be able to know what to do about it, don't we, Winnie?
Yes, it's important to know where it's coming from to find out where it might go
mm-hmm.
and then to really deal with that properly because, as we know, there are some really harmful side effects to bad air pollution.
Oh, there certainly are. We've talked about those before. We've talked about asthma, haven't we, Holly?
That's right. Last year we had an article on asthma. We've also talked about smog
mm-hmm.
in previous articles, so this is just a follow-up, I guess.
We might even have to talk about it again someday, but it would be good if we could get rid of it. You know,
certainly.
I think in countries where they didn't used to have as much problem with pollution, like when I first came to Asia, like even in Hong Kong and Taiwan, places like that, the air was so clear and beautiful and the clouds were so pretty. But then the more crowded and more industry they got, then it seemed like you could hardly see the beautiful mountains. So it changes everything, doesn't it?
Yeah, unfortunately, that's a bad side effect of economic growth. You're going to have to build more power plants, and they put up a lot of pollution. So
right. Well, this article is in our magazine on page 33. I know everybody's getting ready for the Lunar New Year. I don't know if anybody's even listening today, but I hope some of you have spent a few minutes with us today. As we read the article now on page 33, line 1 through line 20.
Japan considers smog observation satellite. The Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency, JAXA, is considering building and launching a satellite to observe, around the clock, air pollution coming to Japan from China and other East Asian countries. The satellite's purpose is to find sources of air pollutants, including exhaust gas, carbon dioxide, and carbon monoxide emitted from factories. It will utilize the information it gathers to issue early-stage photochemical smog warnings. The satellite would be the first in the world to monitor such information on a 24-hour basis. There are many types of cross-border pollution, including acid rain, yellow dust, and photochemical smog. Last year, photochemical smog warnings were issued in a record 28 prefectures, including Oita and Niigata, where such warnings had never before been issued. Photochemical smog can cause health problems such as sore throat and eye irritation.
Thank you, Brian, for reading for us. You know, in this article, there are a lot of words that are somewhat technical or scientific, and let's just go over a few of those first. Like, for instance, the idea of carbon monoxide. Just mention what that is. Carbon monoxide.
Carbon monoxide is a poisonous gas, and it's usually emitted by cars. The exhaust emits a lot of carbon monoxide of many cars.
Okay. What's another kind of a chemical word here? Photochemical?
Photochemical smog. Now, photo is a prefix that means light.
Mm-hmm.
And so this kind of smog means that it's a fog caused by light from the sun shining on the chemicals in the air that is produced by traffic.
Okay, well, let me see if I can ask Howie a question here. Howie, what's the difference in carbon monoxide and photochemical smog?
Photochemical smog is a particular kind of smog caused when the sunlight reacts with the chemicals in the air. Now, carbon monoxide is just a byproduct of car exhaust, basically. Not a byproduct of car exhaust. It's a byproduct of using a car. It's the stuff that comes out of your car exhaust.
We talked about the sun and the sun coming through making that smog, but then we're also going to have one other word I'd like to mention, or two words, acid rain. Now, is acid rain involved in all this? Let's get some of these words in our mind so we know what we're talking about. What is acid rain anyway?
Acid rain is a type of rain that has a lot of harmful chemicals in it. And the reason why they call it acid rain is because these chemicals, they're very acidic. They have a high acid content. So some buildings, some statues, if a lot of acid rain hits them, some of it can erode, it can discolor these buildings or statues, and they're also very harmful to plants and vegetation.
Well, in fact, I think some automobiles, some cars, you know, of parts of it that should be really shiny, get kind of rusty or something because of acid rain. When the rain comes down, there's chemicals in it, and it really destroys some things in the outside of your car even sometimes.
That's right. A lot of statues or a lot of old buildings that are very historical landmarks, they are being affected by acid rain.
So these are some things that you could say it's caused by man developing more and using more energy and more people and so forth. But we still have to watch this pollution because if we don't stop it, it's going to get into our bodies and kill us off too, right? We have to be careful. It doesn't get in our lungs and everything.
That's right. A lot of these kinds of pollutants, they cause sore throats, irritations, and lung problems.
Well, now this article tells us about Japan. They're thinking of building this kind of an observation satellite. Now, we also know right now that there are some things doing this. So what is special about this observation satellite, Winnie, that they're going to build?
Well, something we know that this is a major concern for Japan is because last year they realized that 28 prefectures, which are geographical divisions, similar to a
like
province,
counties
uh-huh. or a state. And they realized 28 of them, more than ever, have been affected by these air pollution.
Hmm.
And so this is a serious, serious issue.
So their Aerospace Exploration Agency, which I'm glad they used JAXA.
JAXA, probably.
JAXA, okay. Yeah. So they are thinking of building the satellite. Now, why would they need to build a new satellite? I mean, isn't there enough information now?
Well, this is the first one to observe around the clock. And around the clock is just another way of saying without stop, 24 hours a day, all night. So normal satellites, I guess, just takes little glimpses, little pictures here and there throughout the day. But this one will do it around the clock, all day.
I guess, you know, normal satellites, as they go around the Earth or something, they just stop by or something, but this one just stays there and keeps measuring it all the time. That's good. Yeah. So what is the purpose then of this satellite?
The satellite's purpose is to find the sources of air pollution, meaning where it's coming from. And that way, if they know where it's coming from, they can give warnings to other people.
That's right. And because before, these older satellites or these previous satellites, they'd only take a snapshot maybe once or twice a day. And if you do that, you can't find a source because it's already out there. We don't know where it's coming from.
Well, it says here in line 11 that this satellite would be the first in the world to monitor such information on a 24-hour basis. So it's more efficient then and more accurate than the older ones, right?
That's right. And that's why we use the phrase around the clock, because it's doing it on a 24-hour basis.
Mm-hmm. Now, the next paragraph tells us that there are a lot of things that are cross-border pollution. I remember once when I was in Sweden, they said there's no more fish in the lakes because of the acid rain that comes from Germany. Well, the people in Sweden had nothing to do with that. But, you know, it crossed the border. You can't say, this is my country, don't come here, because there's no way to make a border in the sky, is there?
No, and that's why Japan is considering the satellite because they are not creating the pollution. I'm pretty sure they believe they're not creating the pollution.
Right.
So all these cross-border pollutions such as acid rain, yellow dust, and photochemical smog, they want to know where it's coming from.
Well, I think they're really worried because it said that last year there were 28 areas mentioned where they are. Warnings were issued that they had never issued them before. So the problem is getting worse, isn't it?
It's getting much, much worse. And we realize how dangerous it is because, as it says on line 19, photochemical smog can cause health problems such as sore throat, eye irritations, and I would include asthma and other lung infections even.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And I want to tell us, the listeners out there, about yellow dust. I looked it up before, and yellow dust is a problem that's found in East Asia because there are a lot of deserts in China. And
the Gobi Desert. No,
exactly. Okay. And what happens is these winds carry these fine little particles, and mm-hmm. they're basically yellow, and then these dust particles mix with all these other pollutants in the air. And because the winds are so strong, they carry over to Japan, to certain areas of Korea, Russia. And now with these stronger winds, they even carry all the way to America sometimes.
That is frightening, isn't it?
Yes.
Right. So they want to be sure that you can be warned and try to do something about it. Well, I think this is going to be a good start on the article. Is there any question or anything you want to mention about this before we go on, Howard? Do you think we covered that well?
Well, as we see here, we have lots of different kinds of pollution. I just want to talk about photochemical a little bit more.
Okay.
Photochemical smog, and we were talking about this before, because it reacts with sunlight. That's what makes it more dangerous, because normally we have smog in the air, but this one especially reacts to sunlight. And the word photo, as Winnie said before, means light. So it reacts with the sunlight.
So you mean if the factories are emitting or giving out some of this carbon monoxide or bad chemicals, it's not so bad until the sun comes out and then the sun makes it worse?
The sun can cause some kind of chemical reaction. And then there are chemicals that are being bonded together. It would react to create a different kind of chemical, which it can hurt your lungs, can hurt your eyes, hurt your throat.
It sounds like another whole world out there, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
I know one thing that sometimes I've had singing groups, and then when they're in Asia, and then they go over to the States or some or New Zealand, they say, "Oh, I don't have that problem anymore. My throat is clear." And isn't that they have a sickness? It's just that the air is so bad it affects their throats.
That's right.
Air quality is really important.
Mm. Well, let's finish the article. Let's read on in line 21.
A panel special to the Japanese Environment Ministry compiled a report recently on the increase in photochemical oxidant, which causes the smog. The report's findings show that the oxidant was caused partly by pollutants from China and other East Asian countries. Satellite air pollution observation has been conducted by European countries and the United States since the late 1990s. However, current observational satellites can only record data in a specific region once a day, and observation hours are limited. Therefore, it is difficult to analyze pollutant sources and pathways. JAXA is planning to launch 4 environmental satellites, including one to observe greenhouse gases by 2013. JAXA's Toru Fukudo said, "We hope to finalize our plan to build an air pollution observation satellite by the end of this fiscal year. In the future, it'll be important to have an environmental satellite that's closely connected to people's daily lives."
Well, they had a very special panel called the Japanese Environment Ministry. They got together or put together, as it compiled here, a report on the increase of this photochemical oxidant. Now, let's talk about a photochemical oxidant for a minute.
The one they're probably talking about, because they didn't name what photochemical oxidant is, but it's most likely ozone. We've probably done articles on ozone before, and an ozone is a type of oxidant because it's O3 for all you chemistry majors out there. It's three, atoms of oxygen, and that's a very dangerous photochemical oxidant.
Well, now we have a lot of things like vitamin pills and vitamin C, and a lot of pills say they're antioxidant. So we see that word antioxidant, and people say, oh, antioxidant. But what does that actually mean, an antioxidant?
Well, what happens is any kind of oxidation, and oxidation means to add oxygen to something, is usually a bad thing. Rust, for example, is when metal oxidizes. Now, sometimes when certain chemicals oxidize, for example, nitrogen, if it oxidizes, it becomes nitrogen oxide, which is a very dangerous chemical. Ozone, oxygen, when it oxidizes, becomes ozone. So antioxidants will help your body protect itself from all these kinds of chemicals, basically.
So whenever you buy some of these things like vitamins and so forth, you always look and it says antioxidant. And you say, oh, that's good. And we're not really sure what it means, but we know what's good, right?
Right.
Antioxidants.
Sell it to us.
It fights against that, keeps it down. Okay. Well, that's pretty interesting because it's talking about that pollutants come. Of course, China is a big country, and it was more rural, and now it's becoming much more industrial. And it does make a big difference to the whole world, doesn't it?
That's right, because it's growing very rapidly economically. They use more energy, and they have a lot of people too, so they build a lot of coal plants to power electricity and also for factories. So they create a lot of pollution. It's right. Just a natural progress, basically.
And growth.
Yeah, growth.
True. Yeah. Well, it says that satellite air pollution observation has been conducted by European countries in the United States since the late 1990s. I thought maybe even before that, but can you tell me more about that?
I think these satellites and these kinds of pollutions, pollution observation satellites, they're only do it once a year. So you can't find out the source. And that's why this Japanese observational satellite is different, because it's the first of its kind to be able to monitor or to analyze on a 24-hour basis.
Hmm. So they analyze the pollutant sources and the pathways. So where is it coming from? Which direction and so forth? Well, what happens now if they can analyze that and they can find where it's coming from and how it's getting there? Can they do anything about it then or not?
Well, it doesn't mention it in the article, but at least if you can find out where the source is and where it's going to, you can do something about it. You can study it and perhaps you can find a way to prevent it.
Okay. Well, what about the last paragraph? What does that tell us about here? It says that they're planning to launch 4 environmental satellites. That's interesting, isn't it?
That's right, and including one to observe greenhouse gases by the year 2013.
Now, we hear a lot about greenhouse gases all the time, don't we, Wendy?
Right.
Well, everyone should know what a greenhouse is. When you have a garden, if you grow vegetation, sometimes you put it in a greenhouse.
It's a glass kind of a building.
Exactly, because it's very warm in there. Right. The sun goes in and it keeps all the plants growing very nicely. Now, a greenhouse gas is a kind of pollutant. It's an air pollutant which causes the sunlight to go into our atmosphere, but it doesn't allow it to reflect back out. So it heats up the earth. And that's why we have increased temperatures in the earth. And that's called the greenhouse effect. Greenhouse gases cause the greenhouse effect in the earth, which accounts for all the rise in the temperatures. That's why they say it's getting hotter and the ice caps are melting and everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, according to this man, Toru Fukada, he said that they hope to finalize their plan to build air pollution observation satellite by the end of this fiscal year. So they're not waiting. They're actually working on it right now, aren't they?
Yeah, and a fiscal year is just the calendar year for when a company does accounting. So at the end of a company's fiscal year, that's when they do their finances and they find out how much money they've made or lost.
Isn't that often in the spring? It seems to me like March or something.
I think
so. Often in the States it
mm-hmm.
is.
It is. It's right. But in the future then, it'll be important to have an environmental satellite that's connected with people's daily lives. So how can that be actually connected with their daily lives, this kind of a satellite?
I think because you can monitor on a 24-hour basis. Maybe scientists or even people like us, we can just go on the web and we can check out, oh, okay, this is where the satellite is. And on this day and this time of the year or hour, we can see, oh, okay, look at this. We know that the pollution is coming from this area in Asia. So it becomes part of your life. You can actually monitor it every day, every hour, every minute.
I think for me, I know people who have allergies, and this is very important for them to know certain days maybe where they shouldn't go out as much. And
right.
So if they would know this information beforehand, it would be really helpful to them.
Right. They'll often announce it like on a radio station. If you have asthma, stay inside today because
yes.
the pollutants are high. And
yes.
it would probably help save lives and a lot of discomfort.
Yes.
I like what Winnie just said because, for example, with yellow dust, if they know the pathways,
mm-hmm.
then they can say tomorrow or the day after, it's going to head toward this city. So maybe if you should cover your cars and maybe you should stay inside, wear a mask or something because
mm-hmm.
there's going to be yellow dust in the air.
Well, so that means that we're trying to figure out how to live with the situation, and Japan is really going ahead in a very positive way on this, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
So remember, you heard about it first in advanced class in the Newsworthy Clips. Well, I think we do have a little skit for today.
Welcome to Advanced Science Today, the show that takes you around the world to explore the latest scientific breakthroughs. I'm your host, Skip Fax, and joining me today is Taru Tanaka, director of the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency. Welcome, Professor Tanaka.
Konnichiwa. It is my pleasure to be here.
Now, Professor Tanaka, JAXA is considering building and launching a satellite to observe air pollution in Japan. Why?
Japan air very bad, so we must find a solution to this problem. Carbon monoxide and acid rain causing headaches for many people in Tokyo.
Is the air pollution and acid rain caused by too many cars in Japan or manufacturing plants?
No. Japan very strict on the regulations. We discover photochemical smog originate in other countries. So that is why we must launch this satellite for early warning system.
This has developed into quite a new problem for Japan, hasn't it?
Last year, many warnings were issued, including Oita and Niigata. Never before in Ogita and Niigata. So we think something very wrong.
So you conducted some in-depth studies of international satellite observations, yes?
Yes. Photographs show pollutants coming from other countries. We have compiled a list of chemicals and where they come from.
Okay. So how will this help you in the future?
Japan. We wish to work with other countries to develop responsible environmental management. Collecting data and tracking it is only the beginning in dealing with this problem.
Very well. Thanks, Professor Taru Tanaka, for joining us here on Advanced Science Today.
Arigato.
It's hard to believe that was really Professor Fukato, but it sounds like it. But, you know, there's some pretty good words here. Could you review just a few of them for us, Howie?
Well, I'd like our listeners to look at line one. The word aerospace, that simply means anything to do with the atmosphere and space and beyond space, outer space. So when we're talking about aerospace, it means the atmosphere and beyond.
We do see that word a lot, don't we, Winnie?
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm. Any other ones that you thought we should review, Howie? Some good ones here. I know acid rain is a bad word, but it's a good word to know.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about that a little bit before, and it's a highly acidic rain. Some people even call it sour rain because it's very acidic, and it can do a lot of harm to people and to vegetation and to things, buildings and cars.
Well, I noticed, too, in line 25 of the first column and also the very last sentence about 34, they use the word pollutant. Now, is pollutant and pollution kind of related to each other? What is the difference between pollution and pollutants?
Pollutant is something that causes pollution. Pollution is something that's when, for example, when our environment has pollution, that's where we're saying that the air quality is very bad or the water quality is very bad. But then if we say that the pollutant is smoke from coming out of a factory, or we're saying we're dumping waste products into the ocean that's causing pollution, we say those waste products, they're the pollutant.
Okay. Well, I'd like to ask Winnie a question. Winnie, what is so special then about this new idea of the Japan satellite?
Well, we know that other countries have also created similar satellites, but what makes the Japan satellite different is that they would be the first in the world to monitor information 24 hours a day. So that
means
all the time. So what I'm interested in, I want to know about the actual harmful effects of air pollution. How would it really harm us?
Well, we all need to breathe, of course. Every living creature on the earth needs to breathe. And anytime there's pollution in the air, we take it into our lungs. And that can affect all parts of our body because our blood needs oxygen. So that's where it's exchanged in our lungs. So if we're breathing in pollution, it can affect our lungs, affect our throat, our eyes, of course, and even affect our blood because maybe there's not enough oxygen or maybe there's chemicals in the air that's mixing into our lungs and into our blood.
Well, Howie, you know, I think it's very important for babies and children to live in a kind of an unpolluted area because that's when their lungs are growing and developing. And I've noticed that people who have come from countries where they didn't have as much pollution seem to have stronger bodies and not get sick as easily as those who grew up in very highly polluted areas. It makes a difference in your whole life health, I think, don't you?
I think, unfortunately, those places are becoming fewer and fewer and far between because there are so many places in the world now, countries they want to develop economically. So they're building bigger factories and they're throwing out a lot of pollution into the air. So these kinds of nice little quiet areas where there's very good air quality, those are harder to find now.
Well, it's been an interesting article, and thank you for being with us, and I hope you've enjoyed it because we do want to have the best kind of life that we can. And remember, there's this kind of pollution, and there's other kind of pollution when people talk about other people. That's bad pollution, too. There's a lot of kind of mind pollution in the world
noise
today.
Noise pollution.
Yeah. Noise pollution. Pollution is not a good thing, so let's monitor it where we are and make the world a better place. Thanks for being with us today, everyone. Goodbye.
Bye. Goodbye.